Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Wednesday, the 1st of June, 2022. Dom Knight here with Andrew Hansen, and Charles Firth has his voice back. I'm so sorry, Andrew, that Charles is back.
No. Oh, Charles, are you speaking again? Are you?
I'm completely well. Can you hear that?
This is bad news for the eardrums of everybody around the world.
But it was the weirdest thing because, like, I was really worried. I was kept on doing these COVID tests going, you know, I can't, like, must have something really bad. You know, but it couldn't be the flu because I had the flu shot a couple of weeks ago. So I actually ended up going to the doctor, and the doctor was all, like, sort of a bit derisive about me coming in. She said, Charles, you've got a cold. Colds still exist. You're allowed to have colds nowadays, but what you don't do is you turn up to the doctor to find out that you've got a cold. Like, she sort of insulted me for turning up.
You were cold shamed.
Yes, I was cold shamed.
This is because Labor's in office now, so you just figured you'd just go to the GP for anything. Go to the GP for a cup of tea, isn't that what they say? For a chat.
Yes.
To soothe your cloying loneliness. Just visit the GP. Charles, did you lose your voice, though, or were you up the night before until 3 a.m. explaining a grand plan to somebody?
No, this is the thing. I had the world's most boring weekend. I was writing all weekend, so I didn't even use my voice.
Oh, okay. Maybe you were actually sick.
Yeah, I was actually sick. No, and the other worrying thing was on the Monday morning, I swore that I had lost my taste.
Oh.
Right. But then I realised I have no sense of taste. So,
actually, looking back on 30 years of your wardrobe, yep, yeah, that's true.
This much is true, yes. And today, look, I noticed that we have a new ministry in the government, like a new portfolio, which is this funny sort of thing called arts. So, I thought, well, that's just one. I reckon there are a few other portfolios that we should probably invent now that we've got a new government. So we'll be brainstorming some of those.
And I'm going to take a look at a wonderful sports event coming up, the Saudi Arabian Golf Tournament, being organised by Greg Norman. It's all coming up in a moment.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
Now, Charles and Dom, look, I was very surprised when the new Prime Minister started announcing, you know, his cabinet. You know, he started announcing who's in charge of what, who, you know, which minister is in charge of which job, which ministry. Do we call them ministries in Australia? No, or is that the British people?
Ministers, whatever.
The ministries. Well, he's got this new one, and it's called Arts.
The Ministry of Arts.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, what do they want? Do they want a country with spirit where life is enjoyable to live? What's the money in that?
No, Andrew, you've got to realise, like, if the last government is any guide, when you have a minister for something, that means that they're against that thing. So the Minister for Water was about stripping everyone of water. The Minister for the Environment that was Susan Lee. She was charged with destroying the environment.
Housing.
So I think if the previous government is any guide, the fact that there's a Minister for Art, we should all be in fear.
That's a good point, actually, because it's Tony Burke, who we've had on the podcast.
Friend of the show,
he's
Tony
Burke.
He's
also the Workplace Relations Minister, so I can only assume he's going to be in charge of making it even harder for artists to earn a crust by bringing in all these new terms and conditions. Is that what he's doing? I'm not sure.
I assume so. Well, I mean, workplace, you know, an artist in a workplace.
I must say, this is a very worrying trend from this government because Anthony Albanese was seen at the Belvoir Street Theatre going to a play the other night.
Yeah, I saw that.
And apparently it was just because he enjoys going to plays.
Oh, that's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah. Gee. A proper Prime Minister should only be seen at the footy.
And I presume he went to work out how to best to shut it down.
Well, that's what it would have been in the previous government. No, I think the suggestion here is that he actually sort of enjoys things. And then Billy Bragg this morning came out on Twitter and endorsed Anthony Albanese, saying that, you know, they met at some rock concert at the Enmore 30 years ago, and they've been friends ever since.
I'm not hugely surprised that the glowing endorsement from Billy Bragg came after the election. You know, like Mr. The one unreconstructed socialist left in the UK. We have any fans. Now, of course, Albo loves Billy Bragg.
And then then Tony Burke, when he was on here a couple of times ago, he was talking about how he's pushing for an insurance scheme for live performance, which would actually mean that it would be possible to not be ruined every time you try and put on a live event.
Oh my God, imagine that. That would have seriously changed the live shows that you and I have been doing, Charles, wouldn't it? Because we wouldn't have resulted in both of us going bankrupt.
I know, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'll be able to feed my family. It would be terrible.
This is very novel. I don't know. This leaves you in a real pickle because then you're going to have to choose food. You're going to have to go to the supermarket.
No,
it's going to be a real pain.
Yeah, and then the kids will all sort of start getting all picky again and, you know.
They will,
Because there'll be something more than gruel to have for dinner.
That's the problem. They'll start getting energy. They'll be defiant.
There isn't going to be a genuine crisis, though, in what we do. Mm. And I'm just hearing it in this segment.
Oh, yeah.
Are we just going to have, in the art of satire and political comedy, are we just going to have 3 years of heavy-handed sarcasm? Are we going to have a drought of every sort of content?
Oh, because we're not going to whinge anymore. There's nothing to whinge about.
Just talking about what the government's doing with mock disapproval, is that what Chase is going to be now?
I have no doubt in Labor's capacity to disappoint. I don't think you should worry about that, Dom.
No, this is just the brief. This is the brief out. Listening to you both and just hearing the brief
moment
outbreak
of hope.
Before it's dashed next week.
I am disappointed that Christina Keneally is not there because, from day one, she would have been a fuckwit to everyone. So, yeah, we're going to have to wait a few more weeks.
And you say she's not there, but I heard a rumour the other day that she might run if there's a by-election in Cook, in Scott Morrison's seat, which I suppose would be a good way of making sure the Liberals win it. She's none from two in lower house races.
Yes. Maybe Morrison's asked her in to run.
Captain's pig.
To help himself. Oh, my God. Well, if we're facing 3 more years of Billy Bragg quotations, I think this is not a good 3 years. This is going to be quite an annoying 3 years.
But it does raise the question of, what other ministries should we have?
Thank you, Charles. It does. It does. I mean, that's the question that I was wondering. Mm. Because there are so many things, so many aspects to our lives, aren't there? Mm. And these ministries only cover certain things, don't they? They cover, transport and health and a few things. But there's more to life than just what these portfolios have. I mean, I sort of thought of having a minister for the laundry would be rather nice. Because it's something we all have to do.
Yes.
So, and it's annoying. So, it's kind of like, having a roads minister. We've all got to use roads. Mm. They're not fun. Why don't we just have somebody who takes care of all the laundry? You just drop it off at a government depot.
Oh, that would be so good. Wow. Crash jobs.
You wash to the taxpayer's expense.
Yes.
You pick it up.
And the minister for laundry could actually work with the former government in a bipartisan fashion to sort of whitewash all their actions for the past 3 years.
Superb idea. Even better.
Yeah, yes. It could be an arm of ICAC.
Yes, that's right. I was thinking what I'd love to see, the thing that consumes most of my time, actually, is the top priority for me is a minister for guilt. Just someone to help me manage the massive load of just every time I realise I haven't exercised in about 3 years. I haven't achieved my life goals. Just that, all that stuff. I just would like someone to help me, just carry that load of self-loathing.
Maybe it could be a super portfolio of guilt, shame and resentment or something.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, self-loathing there too.
Yes, and they could fund some sort of centre in especially, especially you for you, Dom.
Yeah.
Like a huge sort of a building in the shape of your head. Everybody can just go in there and,
They're going to have the neighbourhood drop-in centres sort of for GP clinics. But what about whinging? Mm. I mean, medical person, but I want some sort of psychologist counsellor person that can make me feel that my life is not a total waste of time despite all the evidence to the contrary.
You just go to the Department of Whinging. Yes. I think this is a brilliant idea.
See, I want a minister for text message etiquette.
Oh.
Because that would be useful.
I don't know whether your kids are too young, aren't they, Andrew, to sort of do text messages.
Well, yeah.
My kids are sort of entering teenagehood. And the way Hartley, my 13-year-old, texts is just, it's not on.
Oh, well, and he's a little bit brusque, is he?
Well, no, it's just like, he literally, and same with Vic and Jenna, who are in their 20s, right?
Not technically your children. No, I mean, just be clear, this is Freudian Nip, the respected comedians who you've toured with.
But, you know, if you're texting them, they will literally, like, they break up even their thoughts between text messages. So they go, you know, like, for Hartley, it'll be like, hey, Dad, can, you know, and then next text message, I have text message, you know, $3 extra, I want to buy some chips at the next message shops, right?
Do they? Really? Is that what they do?
It's because, you know, in Discord and Twitch and all those sorts of messaging services, that's how you sort of do it. You sort of get it out in one stream because they're not, they don't beep at you each time you do it.
Mm.
But it's really fucking annoying if you're on your phone and you get the like 100 billion text messages.
Well, the interns did that too.
Yes.
With Slack.
And Slack. Yeah. Yes, we should have a minister for group chats. Lay down some laws, not just some etiquette, laws.
Finish the entire thought before you press enter and send the message.
Before you finish, just write down one thought would be good.
And ideally, don't send the message.
But that would require the kids of today, Charles, to have an attention span of more than 3 seconds. I don't think it's possible for them to keep the beginning of the sentence in their mind when they get to the end of it.
Can we include Twitter in this ministry?
I think we could. A minister for Twitter.
Yes.
Would be good to just shush people a bit, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, a minister for Zoom meetings, perhaps.
Yes, that's right.
These meetings are so irritating. If we could just offload them onto the government.
Can you imagine if there was sort of government officers in this new ministry of Zoom meetings who just came in about 10 minutes into a meeting and just said, this doesn't need to exist. This could have been, he could have resolved it in 3 minutes.
In an email.
Yeah, in an email or just whatever. Or a Slack message.
You're kind of making the mistake there, Dommy, of assuming that when you hand something to the government, it'll become more efficient. Actually, if we do this.
Oh, so it'd be like then suddenly we'd have to have like 12 Zooms a day.
Every meeting would be 50
You're right.
Now,
the government official would join the Zoom meeting and then make a very, very ponderous and pompous point that didn't end, and everyone would just log off and make an excuse. So you'd have the same result.
Yep. I'd quite like a Department of Vacuuming, I was thinking.
Like most of yours are chores, aren't they? Household
something,
chores.
Yeah, something that, It is, you're right, I didn't think of
cooking?
That. Cooking?
Right. Minister for Cooking?
I don't want to do any of these things. It should be a government person. I mean, they collect the rubbish, right? Whoever thought of, you know, just handing it to the government to collect your bins was a genius.
Yes.
And it makes no sense that we still have to do all these other chores as well. You know,
and then, so what would happen? How would it work? Would three burly, dirty men come into your
in
house?
In high vis. They come
in high vis.
And vacuum your house and do all the other things too. They'd brush your teeth for you, you know, while you stood there. You know.
And then shout really loud. It'd be like 5 a.m. And they'd just be shouting really loudly as they did it.
Done at a really bad
have you done this, Steve, yet? Yeah, great.
And just bang things unnecessarily. But also, this government wants to create a lot of jobs. They want to solve employment. Mm. They want to do this. This would be a fantastic way just to have full employment, just hire everyone to do meaningless shit for the rest of us.
Mm.
I love it.
Absolutely. Mm.
This is the most middle-aged conversation we've ever had in the history of the podcast, but I'm on board for it.
Look, not so much. I mean, I was thinking the text message thing also applies to boomers. I mean, boomer men cannot text either.
No.
God, where are you? Yes. They write, you know.
Yeah, and also they use full punctuation and things like that. You know, yours sincerely, Mum.
Our mums do, and I'm thinking of the dads who write things like "I go home."
yes. And they take like half an hour to type it out as well.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You see the dots the just dots. Going for a very, very long time.
Oh dear. Yeah, maybe a minister for ministers. I was thinking that could be the ultimate one. Someone to look after all the bloody ministers, so we never have to hear from any of them again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Less news, more often.
All right, so we spoke a few weeks ago on the podcast about the new Greg Norman tournament in Saudi Arabia. So essentially, Saudi Arabia, you know, horrible, brutal anti-human rights regime.
Mm.
Greg Norman, acclaimed golfer without much in the way of principles, very happy to organise an event for the Saudis, essentially.
Who like chopping up journalists.
Whitewash. Well, no, look, you see, he addressed this. I mean, some did criticise Norman for ignoring Saudi Arabia's human rights record, and he didn't. He came out and defended it. And what he did was he referred to the monarchy's, you know, likely role in the dismembering of the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi as a mistake. It was a mistake. Like Greg Norman getting into bed with the Saudis in the first place.
Yes.
So,
or becoming an international golfer and getting the yips.
Yeah, that's true.
Another huge mistake.
Oh, you know, he's famous for mistakes. Yeah, that's right. You know, he's an expert on mistakes at the last minute. So this is the LIV. Sort of an ironic title, isn't it? Live for Saudi Arabia, because it's not what the journalists get to do. But it's $25 million for this tournament. And it just goes to show that if you've got enough money,
yes,
you can do anything you want. I mean, 24 Aussies have signed up for this thing. Not including Adam Scott, fortunately. But a former world number one, Dustin Johnson's headlining it.
Oh.
And the PGA has tried to stop them from going. It said, you can't do this. It won't let them do it. It's like the...
wait a minute. Saudi Arabia, does it have much grass? Like, wouldn't it just be all bunkers?
Well, I presume... I haven't seen the details. I presume what it actually is that they're... like all the things in the Middle East, they've just, at vast expense... made fake grass in some sort of weird eco dome.
Yes,
that's right. For sure. They would have brought the grass in.
Yes.
From California or something. I mean, this is what the UAE did. I visited there once.
You?
Sorry to say, and some of the beaches, have just been moved in.
It's ironic.
They thought, the sand here is not good enough. They thought so. They just moved the one thing brought sand.
You think it would be sand? I mean, that's the one thing you have to get. Yeah.
It's not nice beachy sand though. It's a sort of deserty sand, which is not so good to sunbake on. Kind of very fine, soft white sand. So look, perhaps they've done that, or maybe they've just rung up putt golf in Australia and asked to install some of those little windmills.
It's just a massive holy moly.
Yeah, well, maybe they've taken, the Washington Post offices in Riyadh and just flattened them for a holy moly. That would be very good. But it just made me think, if you were in charge of a despotic regime, wouldn't you be thinking to yourself, what a wonderful idea this is to just get some washed-up sports person who nobody respects on board and have an event? I mean, I would have thought the next time around the Saudis wanted to play golf, they'd do it with, beheaded human rights activists. The one country where they still behead people in the town square.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Look, perhaps they should bring in the AFL dummy and, we could see, the bulldogs kicking around the severed heads from all the public executions.
Oh, imagine the mark up there, Kazali. Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful... I was thinking also, those demolition derbies that people have at the Speedway and all that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't a Tiananmen Square tank derby be a wonderful way to create interest in the Chinese regime?
I could see Greg Norman getting on board I reckon.
Because the massacre, he would just say it was an administrative error, wouldn't he, that massacre? It was a typo that someone made.
But wouldn't you'd get Peter Brock to front the demolition derby, wouldn't you?
Oh, Charles.
Et in Senna, maybe?
Don't you go saying things about
Schumacher.
Don't you do that.
Sorry.
Stop the list. Wait, no good. Lose your voice again.
I took a bit of a different turn because I thought, well, what can North Korea host?
Oh, great question.
And I was thinking, why not do a TEDx event there?
TEDx Pyongyang. How would that work, Charles?
Well, I think, there would be lots of whip-smart speeches about how great Kim Jong-un is, isn't it? Isn't that the only thing you're allowed to talk about?
Every subject, that's a great idea. Like, every speech. 5 days and every single talk is about how wonderful Kim Jong is.
But with an interesting pivot to a new facet of it. Yeah. Well, because I was wondering also about Pyongyang, what can they do in North Korea? And what I was imagining, those hot dog eating contests they have at Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the first, you could do it with actual dog, which is, not unheard of.
Yeah, yeah.
But the real, you do it with weevils and sawdust. That's the North Korean diet. They've got plenty of money for missiles, but none for food.
Yeah, I wonder how many kilos of sawdust could you eat in the one sitting?
That's probably all they'd serve at the TEDx.
They do love basketball there, though. Don't
they do.
I mean, Dennis Rodman keeps visiting there and offering to play basketball every fortnight, doesn't he?
Mm,
that's yes. a good point. He could. How has he not sponsored some tournament of?
Surely he basketball. Has. I think they should do a sort of North Korean style basketball, I reckon, where you launch the basketball as far as possible into the ocean while swearing to destroy America with it.
Aggies from Rad Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.